This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. 39% of all the electricity in this country is generated by coal-fired power plants. With those coal-fired power plants comes coal ash, a toxic residue that often is stored in ponds or in landfills. Ponds or landfills that can and do leak. Back in 2008, more than a billion gallons of coal ash was released into the Emory River in Tennessee. It was the biggest ash spill ever in this country. A lot of the residue from that spill was hauled down to a landfill in Perry County, Alabama. And residents of that mostly African-American county have now filed suit, claiming damages as a result of the ash. But what's a poor county to do when the landfill has made itself a key part of the local economy? From Uniontown, Alabama, Gigi Duban has that story.
William Gibson lives across the street from the Arrowhead landfill, just off a two-way country road in Perry County, Alabama, about 30 minutes outside of Selma. Sometimes he says it smells like rotten eggs. Garbage is one thing.
I'm fine with that, but why would they put a contaminated landfill here in this neighborhood? Right here in my front door.
The contamination Gibson is referring to arrived 6 years ago. 4 million tons of coal ash hauled in after a disastrous dam breach in Tennessee. Several residents filed a civil rights complaint with the Environmental Protection Agency, saying the landfill is lowering property values, causing illness, and letting toxic chemicals flow into nearby creeks. Gibson takes me toward the road in front of his house, where he says runoff from the landfill heads into a ditch and ultimately trickles into this creek.
This comes under the road and runs right through there.
He says water at his house used to run clear from the tap. Now, he says there's a white film around his pots and pans. He says he just can't tell what's in the water, and he's worried. Perry County Commissioner Tim Sanderson says he doesn't buy any claims the landfill is unsafe.
I've always been a firm believer in show me some proof. You make allegations all day long.
Fact is, Perry County needs this landfill. People have been leaving in droves. The unemployment rate is among the highest in the state. Schools are closing. So are restaurants and shops.
Jobs are not here. So people are going to where the jobs are because of gas prices and other reasons.
Perry County's median household income is $28,000. Most people there are African American. For every ton of waste collected at Arrowhead, the county gets a dollar. 4 million tons of coal ash meant $4 million, plus hundreds of thousands of dollars in property taxes and savings on the county's own dumping fees. Sanderson says people who complain about a landfill in Perry County aren't being realistic.
You know, everybody was saying, oh, we're killing the kids, we're causing all these problems. Let's go to Mississippi and kill all their kids and cause problems over there. That's not the good Christian way.
Mike Smith, attorney for Green Group Holdings, which owns the landfill, takes me on a tour. He describes an elaborate liner system designed to protect groundwater. And he says the water is tested regularly.
It's not nearly as bad a water as you would think it would, or as other people have led the residents to believe it is.
Coal ash contains things like arsenic, mercury, lead, and boron. And environmentalists fear these chemicals can cause health problems. The Alabama Department of Environmental Management inspected the landfill for drainage problems last month. The result? Certain areas need to be stabilized with vegetation, and inspectors noted cloudy water leaving the landfill property where it shouldn't. Smith acknowledges some of the issues noted in the report and says they'll be addressed. He also points out that $4 million the coal ash deal brought Perry County was a windfall, some of which went to the schools.
But for that, they would have had a severe cutback in their services.
Arrowhead has also tried to win over residents by cleaning up parks and buying the high school a new PA system. But this month, Arrowhead started aggressively marketing itself as the place to dump coal ash. New EPA regulations require utilities to comply with strict standards. And as a landfill, Arrowhead isn't subject to the new EPA rules.
Now, we're getting to the area now where the cells have been closed.
Smith takes me to the area where the last load of ash is buried.
I mean, what happened to it? Is it just sitting there?
Yes, ma'am. It's underground. It is safely stored away.
If Arrowhead gets its wish, there will be lots more coal ash coming to Perry County. In Uniontown, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.